with Michael Klinger after a win by 8 runs here at Canterbury. Not 200 plays 200, but 138 plays 130. A very different game.
Yeah, it was. And sometimes those games can be pretty exciting. The wicket was a little difficult. Obviously spun a bit and a little bit slow. The slower balls were sticking in the wicket a bit. But same for both teams. And I thought we were probably 10 or 15 short from a par score. But our bowling and fielding made up for that, so it was a great effort.
I mean, you made the point after the game against Sussex that sometimes having 7 bowlers makes it, quote, easier to captain the side. But I got the impression that that was a game that was challenging for a captain because you only didn't have many runs to play with.
It was, and unfortunately for some of the bowlers, they don't get to bowl the overs they normally get to. And you got to use the right guys in the right conditions. And sometimes I get it right, sometimes I get it wrong. And I thought tonight I got it close to right, but in saying that, the bowlers are the ones who make the captain always look good, so they did a fantastic job.
I mean, Benny 2 for 12 in his 4 overs. Tom Smith had 3 wickets, 2 in the last over, 2 of his last 2 balls, I think.
Yep.
And Tizara had 3 wickets as well.
Yep. And Payne, I don't know if he actually got any wickets. Maybe he got 1, but I thought he bowled beautifully throughout. His first 2 overs were fantastic, and then his last 2 executed perfectly. So I thought, yeah, great job. Not only by the guys, I think the guys through the middle are getting a lot of credit, but Payne and Thesara Pereira, the last 4 overs, 2 from each end, were fantastic at the death.
The big moment in the Kent innings, one of them, was the Billings catch when you clearly thought you'd taken it and they went to the third umpire. On the big screen, we could hardly tell. What was your gut instinct at the time?
Yeah, I was 95% sure I caught it, but and the umpire said that as well. But I suppose if it wasn't a TV game, I just would have claimed it straight away, because I thought, but being a TV game, I think it's important to make sure you're 100% to get the right decision. So I just said to the umpires, I'm pretty sure I caught it, but maybe go to the third umpire just to check, and they did. And I think you could see, I think one of the batter at the other end got in the way a bit, but you could see that it went in. So yeah, pretty happy with that.
Let's talk a bit about the batting. Ian Cobain got 40, which was the top score of the whole game. Did he just need somebody to play a sort of a calm, knock it round kind of innings on that wicket?
Yeah, I think on those sort of wickets, myself and Ian Cobain and Jack, in a way, getting 20, they're the guys who, on that sort of wicket, you actually need to get 50 or 60, even if you're only scoring at 115, 120, because that can set up that score of 250, 150, 160, which is what we should have got to. So probably, if there's any blame with our batting, it'd probably have to go, even though we got a few runs, to the 3 of us. It would have been nice if one of us actually pushed on and got a bigger score. But end of the day, it was enough. So, Coe's innings of the 40 in the end was really important. And then I thought Benny at the end, the death was really good.
You've got 2 home games at the Brightside Ground next week, but in between, a little matter of Somerset.
Yeah, again, we love playing against them. It's always a great atmosphere, both home and away. Great. It'll be a good game Friday. I'm not sure if they play between now and then. If they do, we'll get to have a good look at them in whichever game that they play in. But we will obviously look at some footage, and they've mixed and matched their team a little bit so far this year. So we've got to make sure we plan really well for them.
Either way, well, it looks, when you come back to Bristol for the matches, which are Tuesday and Friday next week, you're going to be in a reasonable position in the group. Or either a reasonable position or a very good position.
Yeah, I think while we've got a bit of momentum, it's really important, because you just don't know what sometimes in 2020 cricket what's going to happen from day to day. So we've got to make sure while we're playing some good cricket, we keep that momentum going and hopefully don't give any teams a sniff to sort of take over us.
And lastly, it can't do any harm for morale either, can it, when you've literally plucked a game out like that, when you think, well, we haven't really got enough runs here, and you've managed to make it enough?
We'll certainly make the 4 or 5 hour bus trip home tonight a bit more exciting. Anyway, it would have been a bit dour if we lost that, but at least it'll be a decent bus ride home.
Well played.
Thank you.